God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's really been a fantastic fellowship, God working in each heart mightily. And you know, he's really got great works for us. All this stuff going on in the world, it's just designed to take your focus from God and to get your focus on what's happening there. So you know, we lose our peace, we get distracted, we get caught up with all the stuff going on. Anyway, there's many things that are there to kind of just trouble us. There's stuff that came up on the weekend for me, which if it happened 6 months ago, I'd have been angry. I'd have lost it, lost the plot. But I sat down after this situation went on, and no one knew about it, only me. And I just said, I'm not going to let that bother me. That is beneath me. And I've got too much joy and I've got too much peace in me to let a simple thing like that, that used to trouble me, to bother me. And I was so blessed because I seen my growth. And then me and Kim, we got in the car and I shared this with her. And I said, remember, love, that situation that went on would have really troubled me, would have really got me out of fellowship, would have really got me speaking negatively. And so it just showed me that God is really working. And that how I would usually react is what you would call a paradigm, an old programming. And this old programming, it's coming from the old man nature, which is dead, but it's the stuff that's left behind. So our thoughts, our reactions, this is like a brick, invisible brick wall. So when you really want to move on and you want to see great things happen, these little paradigms come up, these old programmings, these thoughts, these reasonings, these feelings, and every emotion starts with a thought. When you control your thinking, we got to control our thinking in situations. When we look at another person, they may upset us, they may say something wrong, or they may say something that we know is not biblically accurate, or it might not go with our doctrine or, you know, the way that we've been taught or instructed. We can think negative and then we start talking about it, and we're just opening up the doors for the enemy to cause division, criticism. But the biggest person that it hurts is you. It stops you in your fellowship with the Father. It really blocks you. And so I was just so blessed. And having an attitude of gratitude in every situation is a life changer. Even though there's plans and there's goals, I'm not focusing on them. I'm focusing right now today, and I'm thankful for everything that I've got in my life right now. That's where I keep my focus every day. Now I pray and I believe and I speak for the things, the desires that God has put in my heart. But the enemy wants to steal your joy. If he can steal your joy, he can steal your strength. So he takes the energy out of you, that life, you know, that Zoe life, fullness of life that's in you, in that spirit. Jesus Christ said, I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Before that, it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. We got to remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But we wrestle against principalities, powers, mights, dominions, you know, the wickedness of this world. All these things are there to try and get us to come in agreement with them, get our thoughts on them, get our emotions stirred up, and get us totally not looking to God. The devil is defeated. He really is under your feet. He cannot touch you if you are going to God and you're walking by the Spirit. He'll try to bring all this stuff in. But what are you allowing? You don't have to put up with negatives, unbelief, feelings, worry for the future, uncertainty about who you're fellowshipping with, who's got the right doctrine, who's not got the right doctrine. Listen, if you're walking with God and you're walking by the Spirit, you're going to be saying the right things. God is going to be working in you. If your old man or nature slips in there, his carnal mind comes in, you can recognize it. So what are you going to do? Make a big thing about it? Or are you going to let it go? We got to live simple. You know, we got to live very, very simple. God has made this very easy. And when we complicate things with our own minds and with our own knowledge and our own education, then the things become tough. So from that day, I realized I needed to change some physical things up in my life. I've been stuck in lockdown like everybody else. But before that, I wasn't going out doing my walking. So I decided, I'm going to go to bed early and I'm going to just get back on, do some walking, get rid of some of the weight I put back on. And that's a renewed mind for me. That's a change of thinking. It's just a change of thinking. So I like staying up. I like staying up late. Nancy would tell you I've been talking to her 4 o'clock in the morning and stuff like that. But I just decided 10:30, I'm going to bed. I'm not going to answer anything. I may do if I feel like it, but I'm going to bed and I'm getting up early. Early to bed, early to rise makes one wealthy, healthy and wise, right?
And upsets his wife.
And upsets his wife. So Kim says. So I decided that's what I was going to do. So anyway, I get up nice and early Monday and I was ready to go out for this long walk. But then Amber come up, my daughter-in-law. And it was great because then I had some nice fellowship with Amber. We spent 2 or 3 hours just talking about God and the things that he's putting in our heart. And it was great. Then I went on for my long walk. I said to Kim, I'm going off for a walk. She goes, oh, are you? Okay. Well, okay, that's nice. So I went off for my long walk and come back. And I just sat down. I just relaxed. And I just thank God for what I got right now, right this day, being very thankful. And not letting my mind go back to the earlier situation because it was trying to do it. The paradigm. But I reckoned it dead. And now it's no effect on me at all. So we decide what we're going to allow, what kind of mood we're going to be in. And if you want to be in a down mood, fed up mood, angry mood, it's a choice.
Yeah.
We got a choice every day. So we choose what we're going to think. Choose today life. Don't let the things of this world get you. Because then you've got no hope. When you start getting down, you lose the hope. You lose the faith. Your confidence comes down. Your faith becomes low. And hope defers, makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. What a wonderful, great verse of scripture. You know, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And what is the world trying to do? You got to stay in your home. You got to put mask on. This COVID's really bad. You know, if Trump wins the elections, they're going to try and get him out of it and they're going to resist it. And all this kind of, you know, malarkey. It's malarkey, right? God is working day and night for his people. We are the restrainer, guys. The Antichrist ain't going to come on the scene until we're taken out. It's not going to happen. We can get rid of all this end time thing that we're going to go through tribulations if people are telling you that. It's not truth. See, God is a God of hope. He gives us hope. He gives us dreams. He gives us desires. I want to read a couple of verses of scripture tonight, which God was reminding me. Romans 15:13 says, now the God of hope, he's the God of expectation, fill you with all joy and peace in what? Believing. That you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Our God is a God of hope and he wants you to abound in hope. Expectation. So I was talking with Sangit this week and I was sharing about this fishing trip that Kim was mentioning earlier on. And he said, yeah, like the fishermen, they don't go out fishing with no expectation. They go out with great expectation of a great catch. And Jesus, when he was with Peter, they went out, they didn't catch nothing. He was down in the mouth. But Jesus said, like, cast your nets back out, go back out and cast out your nets. And Peter said, okay, because you've said it, I'm going to do it. Whether he had the expectation or not, but when they heard that word from God through Jesus Christ, they done it. They put it to the right side of the boat. Are you casting your net at the right side of the boat? When we do things from the word from God, then we're going to really see great things happening. So Tuesday, I've decided I was going to go out and I was going to go up to Kingswood. That's where I usually meet Jason for a coffee. And I went up there. Then I got a message from Becky Jancy. Oh, where are you? I said, oh, I'm up in Kingswood. Oh, I'm up there. Can we meet up? So I said, yeah. I had my hair cut. Met Becky. Had a coffee. Becky had to go. And then I bumped into Brendan McCann. He's the minister that used to run for the old ministry here. Fantastic minister. Really on fire for God. And he's still strong as they come. 79 years old. He's got his little motorized thing to get around because he's had something wrong with his foot. But he's still speaking, declaring God. And we had such great fellowship. I was sharing him what God was doing in my life. He was sharing what God was doing in his life. And so this guy's really on fire and he's really working with his family. and that the kids are on the word and they're blessed and they're learning. And he does all these word studies. He loves to do word studies every day. And so he was just really giving me some wonderful encouragement. Really great man. And so that blessed my heart. And I took some pictures. I put the video up on my Facebook. And everyone loves Brendan because he's such a character. You know, charismatic. Man, this guy moved the word here. When he come, he moved with great faith. He would. We went out one day from his house and we was going up to the park. And he said, Lawrence, see this time next year. And this was, and I was videoing it. He said, see this time next year. We had one of these big cameras, not like the phone. he said, see this time next year, we're going to have many fellowships all over Bristol and outside of Bristol, right? And so anyway, a year later to the same day, we was up his house again. And we was having a bit of fellowship and he was always having fun. And he said, let's stick a video on. He stuck this video on and we was watching what I recorded. And it come up with that thing, this time next year we're going to have many fellowships. And it was true, it happened, right? We had so many fellowships in Bristol, over, 10, 15, which was quite a lot for a little place here. And then there was fellowships in Leicester, there was fellowships in London, and people were just coming to the word like there was no tomorrow, you know? So like, when we speak with faith, and this man has great faith, and he knows about faith, he knows about confession, and so this man really lives it. So it was great to see him. But, you know, God is with us. And he's just doing so many things for us. And he wants us to move on from the old ways, from our old natural affections and feelings, our old emotions, the way that we will respond if a situation comes up. You know, if I was, you know, certain situations that if they come up, you know how you're going to respond. Well, that's a paradigm. Unless you decide that you're going to respond with how God wants you to respond. So there's so much freedom that we got. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You can stay with a negative mindset about what's going on in the world or what's going on in fellowships or with other believers. The biggest thing that stops the growth is negative criticism, negative speaking about one another. These things kill the fellowship off. Trying to do things in our own strength, trying to make things grow. We don't need to do that. We just pray to God. We put our desires before the Father. Father, I want one laborer that is equal to a million. I want to see the things grow. I want to see your word move all over the world. And that was Jesus Christ's heart and desire. That was the vision he gave to the disciples before he ascended. And this is our vision today, is to that all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. All of us are leaders on here, whether you think you are or not. You've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can desire your own field, your own laborers, and you can have your own fellowship. You can begin right where you are. Just pray for that one. What a great vision. You're praying in line with what Jesus Christ said when you do that. You're following the great encouragement that is in the scriptures. So it's just wonderful that we got a wonderful life and we can be happy, we can be free. I'm so free from me, my old paradigm. I'm just blessed. I'm not letting anything affect my fellowship with God. Even if I was just left here on my own and everyone deserted me, I would be so happy because I know that my God is with me. And what blessed me today, I got up today, I didn't go anywhere today. God just put it in my heart. He reminded me of the, do you remember those free books, the Orientalism and Custom of the Bible? They're free little booklets that were done from the ministry years ago. Well, I stuck all my books in a cupboard. So I went to find these books and I seen this little black book. It was like a little Gideon Bible, but very thick. So I picked it up and I went to my office and I thought, right, okay, let's have a look at this Bible. But it was a hymn book. And I opened up, I thought, where did this come from? And it said, to Francis, God bless you, love, Granddad. Well, Francis was my nan, my mother's mum. And my great-granddad, so that made him my great-granddad. He was a minister in Brixton in London. So he must have been born mid-1800s and then died, 1900s sometime. But he was a wonderful minister. My nan was a believer, and my granddad, who married my nan, they were believers. They spoke in tongues. I know that they spoke in tongues. They was telling us that when we went to see him, I was telling them about speaking in tongues, and they just both spoke in tongues to me. Oh, we know about speaking in tongues. So they were believers. And it really just, I said, God, what are you trying to show me here? And so I sat down and thought, my great-granddad was a minister. My nan, my granddad, and my nan's sister, which would be my mum's auntie, they were all wonderful believers. And then I'm thinking, and my mum was a believer. And I'm a believer. And Danny's a believer. Leanne's a believer. That's five generations God has blessed. And I realised, just like God through the Bible, he raised up generations for the Christ line. You know, where one person stands in a family, God's going to do something in that family. Whether it takes different generations for great things to happen. And I thought, and I said to Kim, that was 94 years ago. That book was 1926, that book was given to my nan. That was 94 years ago. And that book could have gone into any of my family's hands, but it got into my hands. I didn't even know I had it. And it just really gave me hope. That really gave me hope, and it really blessed me, because I know God, it's just like God giving a confirmation that he's going to do a mighty work. And he is doing a mighty work. So we got to have that hope, you know, and we got to have that desire, because when you got hope, you got desire, and you want to move. Here's another wonderful verse of scripture, Psalms 146. This will bless you. It says, happy is he that hath God, or Jehovah of Jacob, for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord, Jehovah, looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Wow. The Lord preserveth the stranger. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. And that's what we're going to see with all this stuff going on in the world today. You watch. It's going to happen. I told you, we're going out on a blaze of glory. This is the year of the manifestations of the sons of God. God has given you a hope. He's given you a vision. He's given you a future. And we got to just get that in our heart and mind. We got to say what God says. All the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. And God will do what he said he's going to do. I don't care what the situation looks like.
Amen.
Okay, greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world. The Lord shall reign forever.
Amen.
Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generation, praise ye the Lord. That's God, Jehovah. He's all here, be to you what you need him to be. What you need him to be right now in your situation. He's a God of deliverance. He sticks up for those that are oppressed, those that are cast down, he'll deliver. And he's going to do it through us. We got that word and that ministry of reconciliation. This is something to desire for the labourers. Desire for the labourers, because those labourers are the ones that are oppressed. Those ones that are down. And there's other believers that are lost. Through tradition, religion, breakups, or things that have gone wrong in their walk. God is going to bring them all back. He really is. He's got a name to uphold. You know, he's got a name to uphold. What does it say in Psalms? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul and guides my path in righteousness. For what? His name's sake. He's going to uphold his name. And if we believe he'll uphold his name in our life, he's going to deliver us. He's going to give us what we need. At the moment, you might even not be sure what's going on in your walk or fellowship or whatever. But let me tell you, God's going to clear that out. I've spoken and it's going to be done. Because God is working me to say this. Right? You've got a hope. You've got a future. You've got a vision. And God wants you to be prosperous. He really does. It's not the prosperity gospel. How are you going to be standing out? How are you going to be helping everything if you haven't got nothing to give? The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. He wants you very prosperous. You've got to expect it. That's a hope. That's a desire. What do we do to get that? We honor God. That's what God says. Okay? If we want to see his word move, we've got to declare it out of our mouth. We call those things which are not as though they were. We got Holy Spirit. God will give you the words. That doesn't mean to say we neglect the scripture. I'm reading them to you right now. I work the scriptures. I go through them. God still works in me, but I allow him to work in me. And I can see that he's doing that with each of us on here as well. And it's powerful. That's what brings the deliverance. The anointing of that word coming through your mouth and lips of believing sets people free. Listen to this. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9a. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some man count slackness. He's not slack. He means what he says, and he says what he means. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. 1 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yes in Christ and amen, unto the glory of God. By who? By us. Read it again. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, which is yes and yes, unto the glory of God. By us. By who? Who was talking? The Apostle Paul. We declare what God says. And if people receive it in faith, they get that promise manifested as they believe, as they say, as they stay trusting, as they stay confident in the storm, as they keep their eyes focused on God. And in Isaiah 41:10 says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. God is going to strengthen you. God is going to help you. It's not your strength. It's not your wisdom or what you know. God is going to energize you. He's going to give you strength to overcome every challenge within yourself and outside of yourself. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. The right hand of blessing, the right hand of strength. God is with us, guys. Don't be afraid. Why? Because God is with you. Don't be discouraged. Why? He's your God. He's your heavenly Father. He will absolutely strengthen you. He will absolutely help you. He will absolutely hold you up with his victorious right hand. There is nothing to be afraid, guys. The enemy wants to get you in that state of mind. If he can get you thinking that way, he can affect your emotions and your heart, and then he can affect how you speak to one another. Be careful how you speak when you're by yourself, and be careful how you, I could go to Kim now and start complaining and she'll listen to me all day long, but all I'm doing is just reap it. I'm going to reap more of the same of what I'm confessing and where I'm focusing. So I don't even go to Kim no more and say, oh, this really got up my nose, and this person said this, and this person acted like that, this person didn't even look at me tonight. I don't let that bother me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I'm really, really blessed. And I would just encourage you just to stay focused on God, say what he says, do the things that he gives you every day, put things in your heart. He might say, change things up. No, get up, get out, go for a walk, speak in tongues. That's all I've done on my walk. I just spoke in tongues. Usually I pray and speaking to God, but I just spoke in tongues. And just keep yourself hot. And then those that come around you will become hot if they need it. And iron sharpeneth iron. Man, we need the fellowship. We need fellowship with God and with one another. It's very important. I would just encourage you just to keep looking to God. Get excited about God. Get excited about it. Get excited about fellowship. Desire your own fellowship too, because you can. There's no excuses for you not to have one. There's no excuses for you not to pray for one person to come to your home that you can encourage, that needs that help, needs the wisdom that God's put in your heart. Be a giver in that way as well. Open up your home. Let this home is open up. We've had so many people come through our house. In the thousands, I would say easily, through the years. Let your life be an open book, known and read of all men. You are the introduction to God. When people come, you're the first introduction to the Heavenly Father. So if we're walking in our carnal mind, we're not doing a very good job, are we? We got to walk with a spiritual mind. We got to have compassion and desire for other people to come to a knowledge of the truth. and just to encourage one another and to love one another and to excite one another unto love and to good work. So that's what I wanted to share.